You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as our newsmaker of the day is Becky Sells Medina. She is the president and program manager of We Care Sober Living Recovery Homes. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Becky, I want to find out all about this program. You're the president and program manager. When did We Care Sober Living Recovery Homes begin?
We started informally in 2002. We incorporated in 2003 and became a nonprofit in 2004.
What was the purpose for this?
We originally started, our main focus was on people coming out of prison for a place for them to stay so they wouldn't end up back in prison because they had no residence. Our focus has changed over the years that we house pretty much anybody in need, mostly people with addictions, drug and alcohol problems, and mental illness. And sometimes we get people that just, we had an 88-year-old man who didn't want to live at home because his children had addictions. So he stayed with us. So there's been various reasons that people have come to our houses.
How many homes do you have?
At one time we had eight, and at this time we're down to one house, and we're in Tuolumne County in the city of Sonora.
Do you have a need for more than one house?
We do. I get letters from prisons, probably easy 50 letters every 6 months or so, people trying to check out housing. We only have one at the moment.
So the word has definitely spread. People are finding out all about this program.
The word has spread definitely through the prison system. Bobby used to, and I worked in the prison system, but he was already pretty well known in the prison system. And when he worked there, he would see people that he had done time with, and they spread by word of mouth about our recovery home.
Specifically, what takes place inside of the recovery home?
People are encouraged to go to meetings, like AA or NA or whatever kind of meeting. Some people go to church meetings, something that will get them out of the house, give them something to do and focus on. Everyone is expected to do a chore according to their ability. Some people are not able to do chores, and so somebody else will pick up for them. They're expected to clean up after themselves and to get along. We kind of, we go by the need and the ability of the person, but they're expected to get out and about and socialize a bit.
And what is the average length of time that a person resides within the recovery home?
When we started this, we thought 6 months would be a good marker, and then people could get out and find their own housing, find a job that would give people coming out of prison enough time. We've had people 7, 8, 10 years in our recovery home. And we've had them come in and out and in and out. So we don't necessarily say once you're out, you can't come back. It depends on the person. But we found that 6 months for some people just didn't work. Some people enjoy living in a group situation, and that's the way they function.
As a nonprofit for the past 16 years, is this a successful program?
It's a successful program in that we're still here, and that we're housing people, and that it's definitely a need. My husband, Bobby Medina, we met at the prison, and he spent most of his life in and out of prison, and so he would handle the people coming into the program, and I would handle the paperwork. And we started this business, he went out on the street, literally looking for people. He went to homeless camps. And in one situation, he was out about real late, maybe midnight, and there was a man in a wheelchair that he'd been in our home before, and now his legs have been amputated due to diabetes, and midnight rolling around on the streets. And Bobby asked him why he was there, and he said he had no place to go. And Bobby lifted him up and put him in his car and took him to a recovery home. And that wasn't the first person. There was a man under a bush on Main Street in Sonora pouring down rain. And he was a person we'd had before, too. And same thing, Bobby asked him why he was out in the rain, and he said he had no place to go. His family wouldn't take him in, and Bobby took him to our recovery home. And sometimes people like that would stay for years, and sometimes they'd leave in a couple of days. But it literally saved their lives. we are able to continue this work because Sonora Area Foundation has given us several grants over many years. And we've had some individual donations, and like this crab feed that we're talking about, organizations sometimes will put on a benefit for us.
Well, that is a fundraiser that is coming up this Saturday night in Tuolumne City. Let's talk about the crab feed. Where is it going to take place at?
It's at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Tuolumne. It's from, the doors open at 5, and they start serving about 6 or 6:30. There's crab, all you can eat, tri-tip, salad, bread and butter. There's big raffles. There's a bar.
This is a full dinner and a full event. How does a person get a hold of tickets?
You would contact Bobby Medina at 209-770-2011.
And what will the proceeds from Saturday night's dinner go specifically towards?
They go to We Care Sober Living Recovery Homes. Bobby is the vice president of that, and his motorcycle club is doing the fundraiser.
All right. For a person who would like to find out a lot more about this program, We Care Sober Living Recovery Homes, is there a website or a telephone number they can call?
They could call me at 209-770-2517. I haven't been able to keep up our website.
Okay, Becky.
I just haven't had the time.
I get it. Becky Sells Medina, our newsmaker of the day with We Care Sober Living Recovery Homes. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Mark.